聆听十年深度贡献者，大家早晨好。今天是2018年9月1日星期六。今天我们非常荣幸地邀请到敬爱的萨迪亚·德瓦帕布为我们讲述今天的盛典博加瓦坛的早课。感谢大家的聆听。 Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna, good morning to all the devotees in China.
Hare Krishna, 中国的奉献者们，大家早晨好。
And I'd like to wish you a happy early Janmashtami and Srila Prabhupada Vyas Puja.
我先祝愿大家有一个早的这个 Janmashtami 的节日，以及是圣帕帕德的显现日的这个节日。
So in America, the Janmashtami will be on Monday, and so I would imagine it's Sunday in China, right?
在美国的话呢，就是 Janmashtami 是星期一开始，所以我想的话，在中国应该是星期天，对吧？
So it's a very special time of year.
所以这是一年当中非常特殊的一天。
And personally for me, it's always like a marker because I came to Krishna consciousness on Janmashtami and I met Prabhupada the next day on his Vyas Puja.
不过对于我本人来说的话呢 Janmashtami 这一天算是一个很有纪念性的很有特殊意义的一天，因为我就是在这一天的节日的时候了解到了 Hare Krishna 运动，然后并且就是在第二天也就是帕帕德的 Vyas Puja 的那一天认识了帕帕。
And that was in 1970.
而这个都是1970年的事儿了。
So it's very easy for me to keep count in that 48 years.
所以说对于我来说过了40年还是很容易的能够去记住这个日子的。
And Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he says that when we celebrate the auspicious days of the Lord's appearance.
而 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 就说过，当我们去庆祝主显现的吉祥的那一天的时候，
And when we worship Tulsi Devi and we honor Akadasi.
当我们崇拜图拉西 Devi, 当我们去这个遵守艾卡达西的这个规定的时候。
He says this is the mother of devotion.
那么这些都是奉爱的母亲。
So by honoring the Lord's appearance, we get his mercy, we get his blessings and imperceptibly or unknowingly, year by year, our devotion for the Lord increases.
而通过主给予我们的仁慈，给予我们的祝福，那么一年又一年的，在我们毫未察觉的情况下，我们对主的这些奉爱之情也就越来越增加了。
Yeah, just like when we digest food, we don't know how it's happening.
这就像是在我们消化吃了东西等着食物消化的时候，我们都不知道它到底是怎么进行着的。
But we know by our experience that we don't feel hungry anymore.
但是我们可以通过自己的经历就知道我们已经不觉得饿了。
We feel satisfaction.
而且会觉得有种饱腹的很满意的感觉。
And we feel strength.
并且我们会感到有力量。
So I wish you a very, very happy Janmashtami and Srila Prabhupada's Vyas Puja.
所以我祝福大家能够有一个非常非常快乐幸福的 Janmashtami 节日以及圣帕帕德的 Vyas Puja 日。
Okay, so I'll begin our class by chanting Jaya Radhama. Jaya Radha Madhava, that's our custom.
那么我会首先就是通过唱诵 Jaya Radha Madhava 来开始我们的这个讲课，这就是我们的习俗。
And then we'll continue our reading of the history of the life of Ajamila.
然后我们就继续来学习阿加弥勒的生平这个章节里面的诗节。
I hear the birds are chirping, but it's still dark there, right?
It's a little bit light now.
Just coming. Okay. All right. So as I chant, it'll sound like Vrindavan with the birds chirping in the background.
在我念唱诵的时候，然后这个背景音里面还有鸟叫声，说听起来就像是文达文一样。
All right. Let's all go to Vrindavan.
好的，现在就大家一起到文达文来吧。
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Gopi Janna Balabha Jirivana Dari Gopi Janna Balabha Girivanadari Yasodanandana Braja Jana Rajana Yasodanandana Braja Jana Rajana Yamunatira Vanachari Yamunatira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Gopi Jana Balabha Girivana Dari Gopi Jana Balabha Girivana Dari Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Rajana Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Rajana Yamunati Ravanachari Yamunati Ravanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Rama, Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Jaya Krishna Balaram Krishna Balaram Krishna Balaram Jaya Krishna Balaram Jaya Krishna Balaram Krishna Balaram Krishna Balaram Jaya Krishna Balaram Nitai Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Bol. Okay, so we are on text 50 today.
那么今天我们就来到了第六篇第一章的第五十诗节。
And the Yamadutas are describing to the Vishnudutas how the conditioned souls are transmigrating from one body to the next.
而在这里亚玛都塔就在向Yamadutta is describing to Vishnu Dutta. Oh, Yamadutta 就在对 Vishnu Dutta 描绘到个体灵魂受到物质条件制约是怎样从一个躯体迁徙到了另一个躯体的。
Yeah, so in this story, they've been talking a long time.
所以在这个故事里面，就是他们一直在谈话，都谈了很长一段时间了。
Okay, so text 50.Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om 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 Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Pancha Bikurute Swartan Pancha Vedata Pancha Bi Ekatu Shodasena Trin Swayam Saptadaso Snute. Well, there's a lot of numbers in here. There's Pancha, there's one, there's seven.
这个世界里面还有不少的数字，有五，还有三，还有七，十七，
Or 17, actually.
实际上是十七。
Shodasena. Okay, Panchabi.
以五个工作感官，嗓音、手臂、腿、肛门和生殖器。
Kurute.
从事。
Swartan.
他所渴求的利益
Pancha
五个感官对象也就是声音、形状、触觉、气味和味道
Veda
知道
Atta
如此
Panchabi
被五个感觉感官听觉、视觉、嗅觉、味觉和触觉
Eka
一个
Two
但是
Shodasena
被这十五个和心意
Trin
三种体验快乐、痛苦和苦乐交加
Swayam
它生物体本身
Saptadasa
第十七个
Ashnute
享受
Translation and Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Above the five senses of perception, the five working senses, and the five objects of the senses is the mind, which is the 16th element. Above the mind is the 17th element, the soul, and the living being himself, who, in cooperation with the other 16, enjoys the material world alone. The living being enjoys three kinds of situations, namely happy, distressful, and mixed.
译文，超出五个感觉感官、五个工作感官和五个感官对象之上的是心意，心意是第十六个元素，而在心意之上就是第十七个元素，也就是灵魂生物体本身。灵魂生物体本身在其他十六个元素的配合之下独自享受这个物质世界生物体体验到三种情况即快乐痛苦和苦乐交加 Can I continue with the purport?
Yes, please
Okay 要指每个人都用手腿和其他感官活动以根据自己编造的想法实现特定目标人试图享受无感官对象即形状、声音、味道、气味和触觉，不知道生命真正的目标是满足至尊主。生物因为不服从至尊主而被置于物质状况之中，随后他试图根据奇思异想来改进自己的处境，而不渴望遵守至尊人格守神的训示。即便如此，至尊主仍然这般仁慈，他亲自到来教导困惑的生物如何顺从的活动，如此逐渐地重返家园，回归守神。在那里，他可以达到永恒、充满喜乐和知识的平和生活。生物拥有一个有复杂的物质元素组合的躯体，他在这具躯体中独自挣扎，如本师节 X-Acas 2 所示。例如倘若人在海洋中挣扎他必须独自游过大海许多其他人和水生动物可能也在海中游泳但他必须照顾自己因为没有人会帮助他所以这节诗表明第十七个元素灵魂必须独自活动尽管他试图创造社会友谊和爱但是除了至尊主 Krishna 没有人能帮助他因此他唯一要关注的是如何满足 Krishna这也是 Krishna 想要的受物质条件困惑的大众试图联合起来虽然他们为国家与国家人与人之间的联合而统一而奋斗但他们的所有尝试都是徒劳无功的人人必须独自同多种自然元素斗争而求存所以如 Krishna 教导的唯一的希望就是臣服他他可以帮助人摆脱 无知之羊 Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 这样祈祷Nanda Maharaja 的 爱子 Krishna 呀，我是您的永恒仆人，但不知怎的，我跌入无知之洋，虽然我苦苦挣扎，却无法自我拯救。如果您仁慈的将我如一粒微尘放在您的莲花足下，我将得到拯救。Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur 类似的唱道：我亲爱的主，我不记得自己何时坠入无知之洋，现在我无法拯救自己。我们应该铭记，每个人都要对自己的生活负责。如果一个人成为 Krishna 的纯粹奉献者，就能脱离无知之洋。钥匙结束 ，End of purport。
Well, thank you very much. Om Aganata Mirandasya Gananjana Salakaya Chaksarumilitam Yena Tasmain Shri Gurave Namaha Namaha Om Vishnu Badaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Shri Makti Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Sarasvati Deve Ghoravani Pacharane Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatyadesha Tarane Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Viradhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Vanchakalpa Turubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha. So Yamadutas are speaking this verse.
Yamaduta 就在说到这个诗节。
And they're speaking to the Vishnu Dutas.
他们在对 Vishnu Duta 说话。
And of course they're fighting over the soul of Ajamil.
当然我们都知道他们双方在争，就是就阿加米勒的灵魂在争斗着。
So the Yamadutas are giving a detailed explanation of how the soul becomes conditioned and trapped in the material world.
然后在这里亚马杜塔就给出了一个非常细节的解释，来说明个体灵魂是怎样受到物质世界的条件制约，并被困陷在这个物质世界当中的。
Actually, this verse is very much what's called the Sankhya philosophy.
实际上这个诗节可以被称为叫做 Sankhya 哲学。
So Sankhya teachings are very early teachings in India.
Sankhya 的这个教导实际上在印度是一个非常早期的教导。
And so we see like the Bhagavad Gita is full of Sankhya philosophy.
我们可以说博迦梵歌是充满了这个 Sankhya 的哲学的。
And so Sankhya, literally it means to count.
The count.
Yeah, to count things, to dissect and analyze.
Dissect. Sankhya 这个梵文词本身的意思就是去进行分析，进行解剖，然后分析，从而找到其中的这个原理。
And of course, Lord Kapila Dev, he is the original teacher of Sankhya philosophy.
当然，主 Kapila Dev 他是 Sankhya 哲学的最原初的老师。
So the Lord Kapila's teaching is there in the third canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam.
然后主 Kapila Dev 的这个教导就是在博迦瓦坛的第三篇当中记载有。
Yeah, so this verse is describing the prison cell that the soul finds himself in the material world.
The prison cell.
Yes.
所以说这个世界所描绘的就是个体灵魂在这个物质世界他们所待着的这样一个现在的监狱牢房一样。
And so the soul finds himself captured by the material energy.
灵魂就被困陷在了，被抓捕在了这样一个物质能量当中。
And he's in the cell of the subtle and gross body.
他就处在这样一个粗糙躯体和精微躯体的监狱之中。
And so this material energy here is explained, is analyzed and separated for us so that we can begin to see it, understand it.
在这个世界中，物质能量就被分析并且被分开来，就是能够得以让我们来去真正的学习并且去理解。
And Krishna also does this in the Bhagavad Gita.
并且 Krishna 在博迦梵歌也这样做到了。
He analyzes the entrapment of the soul.
Krishna 在博迦梵歌当中就分析了灵魂是怎样被困陷的。
So, the Yamadutas are saying here that there are five. If you look at the mind and body, altogether, these add up to 16 separate elements that work together.
亚玛杜塔在这里就提到了，如果我们考虑到就是同时考虑到躯体和心意的话，那么总共有16种元素共同的一起运作着，来使得这个心意和躯体得以运作。
Just like if you analyze a computer.
这就像是如果你分析一个计算机的话。
Yeah. Of course, a computer is just one functioning unit, but you can analyze all the different parts.
当然我们都知道计算机电脑是一个整体的一个事物，但是的话它也是由不同的事物来构成的，那么我们就可以得以去分析它。
So, and basically, you have the hardware and the software.
所以从基本来讲，那么电脑就是由硬件和软件构成的。
Right, the hardware has chips and it has a screen and it has a computer board. I mean, typing board, a keyboard.
而硬件的话呢，就是由这个电脑 CPU, 然后由这个屏幕以及比如说由这个键盘构成的。
And then you have the software.
然后就是软件。
Of course, none of that works without the electricity.
当然如果这些如果都没有电的话呢，他们根本是无法起作用的。
So, Bhagavad Gita also explains, that there are 10 senses.
博迦梵歌也解释到总共有十种感官。
And those 10 senses are divided into two types.
而这十种感官被分类为两种类型。
There's the working senses.
第一种是工作感官。
And the knowledge acquiring senses.
然后就是获取知识的感官。
And so, for example, the working senses are like the voice.
比如这个工作感官其中一个就是嗓音。
Right, we say words.
比如我们说话。
Or we can sing.
或者我们可以唱歌。
We communicate.
我们能够跟别人说话。
And then there's the arms.
然后就是手臂。
Right, we can grab things, make things.
我们可以去抓取东西，然后用手臂来制作东西。
We can pet our cat.
然后我们还可以用手去抚摸我们的猫。
Or we can punch our partner in the face.
或者我们还可以用手来去打我们的这个伴侣的脸。
Right, we can walk to the temple.
然后还可以走向那个寺庙。
We can walk to the bar.
可以走到这个酒吧里面去。
And then you also have the anus and the genitals.
然后剩下的两个工作感官就是肛门和生殖器。
So these are the working senses.
所以这个就是五个工作感官。
But then we also have the knowledge acquiring senses, or the senses where we perceive the world.
然后我们就有这个获取知识的感官，或者是被称作为我们怎么的去感知世界的感官。
Yeah, so we hear sound.
比如我们听到声音。
We see form.
看到形体形状。
We touch.
触觉。
And smell.
以及气味
and taste.
最后就是味道。
So if you add these up, you have 10.
所以说把这刚才的几种加在一起，总共就是十种了。
Mm. And then it said that there's you have the objects.
然后
of these senses.
Right. 然后我们就有这个感官的对象了。
Right, so there's the sound and then there's the hearing.
所以说有声音，那么就有听觉。
There's the picture and then there's the seeing.
然后有这个图像的话，那么就有这个视觉。
And then there's the object, the flower that has the smell, and then there's the smelling.
然后比如说有朵花的话，那么就有这个嗅觉。
And there's the food and there's the taste.
如果有食物的话，那么对应的就是味觉。
And then there's the object that we touch and we feel.
然后就是那些可以触碰的物体，然后我们就对应的就是这个触觉。
So the subtle sense objects, they're called the tanmatra.
Tanmatra.
Yeah.
那么这些精微的感官对象的话呢，就被叫做 tanmatra。
So if you add that up, now you have 15.
那么如果把所有这些加在一起，就总共有15种啦。
Right, I mean, because without the object of smell, then you wouldn't have smelling.
是不是如果没有这个可以嗅闻的对象的话，我们都不会有这个嗅觉的存在，对吧？
If there wasn't sound, there'd be nothing to hear.
如果这个世界都没有声音的话，那我们也没有什么可以听的了。
Yeah, so they all work together as one unit.
所以说所有这一切，那么他们都是共同一起来起作用、起效用的，就像整个一个单位一样。
But without the mind, which is the 16th element, none of the sense objects would be perceivable either.
但是如果没有心意的话，而心意被称作为叫做第十六种元素，那么如果没有心意，所有这一切感官对象都是完全无法被我们所感知到的。
Now in the 15th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna has a simplified version of this.
在博迦梵歌的第十五章， Krishna 就用了一种非常简单的表述来描述这些内容。
This is verse 7 of chapter 15.
大家可以看到第七个诗节的十五章第七个诗节。
In this verse, he mentions seven elements. Instead of 16, it's just 6.
在这个世界当中，他 Krishna 就提到了有六种元素，所以说并没有像在今天瓦坛当中提到的有十七个元素，在这个里面他就简化为是六种元素了。
He says, Mamayivamsa, Jiva Loke, Jiva Bhuta, Sanatana, Manasashtan, Indriyani, Prakritirshtani, Karshati. He says, the living entities in this conditioned world are my eternal fragmental parts.Due to conditioned life, they are struggling very hard with the six senses, which includes the mind.
师姐的译文，在这个受诸种条件限制的物质世界里，众生都是我永恒所属的碎片部分。由于生存受到种种条件的限制，他们以包括心意在内的六种感官苦苦挣扎。
So in this verse, Krishna refers to the mind as the sixth sense or the sixth element.
所以说在这个世界中 ，Krishna 就把心意称为第六种感官，或者是第六种元素。
And also in this verse, the soul is also mentioned. So we could say the soul is the seventh element.
当然在这个世界中也提到了灵魂，所以说我们可以说灵魂可以被称为是第七种元素。
And so today's verse, it's divided up even into finer categories.
而今天的瓦坛的师姐的话呢，则是把这些分得更加的精微了，更加的细致了。
Which is a total of 17 elements.
所以说总共就是17种元素。
So what you have is you have the five working senses.
所以说我们谈到的有五个感官，感觉感官。
You have the five knowledge acquiring senses.
然后五种这个去获取知识的感官。
Right? I hear the sound, then I know the sound.
是不是就是我听到声音，于是我就知晓了声音。
And then you have the five sense objects.
然后就是五种感官的对象。
So that is what is known, right? I know the smell, I know the sight.
所以说这个就是我们所知晓的那些事物，比如说我知晓这个声音，然后我知晓这个图像。
Then you have, so that would be 15.
所以总共这就15种啦。
And then you have the mind, which is 16.
然后我们就提到了是心意，而心意也就是第16种。
And then you have the soul itself, the 17th element.
然后就是灵魂，个体灵魂本身了，那就是第17种。
Yeah, so just like a computer, all of these elements are required in order for the computer to function.
这就像是一台计算机一样，所有的元素都是必须要有的。那么一台电脑才能够正常的运作。
Yeah, so the working senses have no consciousness of their own.
那么五个工作感官其本身是没有知觉的。
And the five knowledge acquiring senses also have no consciousness of their own.
而这五种工作感官就是获取知识的感官，他们本身也是没有知觉意识的。
And the five sense objects also are not conscious.
并且这五个感官对象也是没有这个知觉的。
And the mind also has no consciousness.
并且心意本身也是没有知觉的。
Only the 17th element, the soul, is conscious.
只有第十七种元素，那就是灵魂，才是有知觉的。
And because of the body and the mind, the soul can perceive the material world.
正是由于有心意和躯体的存在，个体灵魂才能得以去感知到这个世界。
Yeah, and unfortunately, because of the false ego, then it thinks I am part of this material world.
然而不幸的是，由于有这个假我的存在，个体灵魂就会认为他自己就是属于这个物质世界的一部分。
Right. So if there's a sound,
所以说如果有这个声音的存在
，right, like a bird chirping.
比如说这个是我们听到鸟叫声。
And there's my ear.
然后有我的耳朵。
I can hear the sound. The ear hears the sound.
然后我的耳朵就能听到这个鸟叫声。
Actually, that's not accurate.
实际上这倒并不是很准确。
The chirping sound goes in the ear.
实际上是这个鸟叫声经过了我们的耳朵进去了。
If the mind is focused on the ear,
如果我们的心意是专注于这个我们的这个耳朵的话
，the soul, the consciousness will hear the sound.
那么灵魂知觉就会听到这个鸟叫声。
If the mind is focused on something else,
但是如果我们的心意是专注于其他事物
，like the mind has the eyes reading something.
比如说这个心意通过这个眼睛来去阅读
then there will be no perception of the sound.
那么这个时候就不会有对这个声音对这个鸟叫声的感知了
Yeah, so the function of the mind is to direct the consciousness to the different sense and sense objects.
The function of the mindis to direct the
consciousness to the different senses.
Different senses. Different senses, okay. Direct connection. 好，那么心意的功能，大家注意听这句话。那么心意的功能的话，就是要把知觉意识导向在不同的感官对象上。
That's why the mind is called the sixth sense.
这就是为什么心意会被称为第六种感官。
Yeah, so without the mind, the consciousness would not perceive the sense objects.
因此，如果没有心意的存在，那么知觉是无法去感知到物质对象的。
So even now, right now, if you're listening to this class,
那么比如现在大家正在听这个讲课。
But all of the sudden, you start to look at your WeChat.
那么突然之间，然后你在听课的过程当中跑去看微信了。
You shift your attention to the, you know, to the words on the WeChat.
那么这个时候，你的注意力就从听课转移到了这个微信上面的聊天窗口。
Then you'll no longer hear the sound of my voice, even though your ear, you know, even though the sound is going in your ears, you won't perceive it.
那么这个时候你就其实并没有听到我讲课的声音了，即便就是你的耳朵，就是我讲课的声音还经过你的耳朵进入进去。
So in this way, the Yamadus are explaining how the soul is trapped in the gross and subtle body.
那么以这样的方式，亚麻都塔就在解释到个体灵魂是怎么样困陷于精微躯体和物质躯体的。
And then they make another point.
然后他们又提到了另一点。
They say that the soul is always trapped and alone.
Always trapped and alone.
Yes.
然后亚麻都塔就提到了另一点，这一点就是灵魂总是被困陷的，并且灵魂总是孤身一人的。
Just like if the comparison is if you get caught in the sea.
而这里所提到的比喻就是，假如你要是困陷于海洋之中。
There might be others in the sea with you.
有可能这个海洋大海里面还有其他人跟你在一起。
But each person has to swim themselves. No one can help the other person.
但是每一个人都必须靠自己来去游泳，就是从这个海里面游上岸，就是没有任何一个人可以帮到这个人，对吧？
When we're born alone.
当我们出生之时，我们是孤独的出生于这个世界上的。
And when we die, we leave the body alone.
而当我们死亡的时候，我们也是独自一人离开这个躯体的。
And even as we live our life,
那么即便就是在我们过自己的人生的时候，
we really struggle with our mind and senses alone.
那么实际上我们也是独自一人在挣扎于自己的心意和感官的。
On the outside, we're smiling.
当然就是外在的话看起来我们都是笑嘻嘻的。
Maybe we're putting on a good front.
比如说我们就是展示给别人一个非常友好的形象。
But inwardly, we may be struggling and suffering so much.
但是我们的内心里面却实际上很有可能是遭受着很多的这些痛苦的。
And in one poet, a famous American poet, he wrote, he said that men...They live silent lives, or they live lives of silent desperation.
Silent desperation. 美国有一位很出名的诗人就写过这样的一句话，人类实际上过的这一，他是人类是沉默的过着绝望的一生。
And primarily, the conditioned soul identified with the mind and body.Is always lamenting the past and worrying about the future.
而最主要的，个体灵魂去认同于他自己的心意和躯体，那么也就总是在对过去感到悲伤，对未来感到焦虑。
And we're doing this alone.
并且我们也是独自一人的在这样做着。
And we do our best to hide our unhappiness and how we're struggling from others.
并且我们倾尽所有权力在掩饰这一切，不让别人知道我们自己内心的挣扎。
And even if we tell others, we're still struggling alone.
那么即便我们告诉别人我们的痛苦，但是我们依然都是独自一人在挣扎着。
Yeah, we're being tossed by the waves of Maya.
我们就在这个 Maya 的这个浪花海浪里面，就是被抛过来丢过去的。
Yeah, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he sings. Anadi karamapale padi bhavanava jale tari bare na deki upaya. He said, oh my lord, I cannot remember when or how I fell into this ocean of darkness.
那么在这个诗节当中，大家可以看到最后那个地方 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 就类似的唱到这句话，我亲爱的主啊，我都不知道自己何时以及怎样堕入了这黑暗的海洋，现在我无法拯救自己。
And now I can find no way to rescue myself.
现在我都找不到方法来拯救自己。
So this is really the situation of every soul in the material world.
实际上这句话描述的就是这个物质世界里每一个个体灵魂所面对的局面，面对的情况。
We're all drowning in the same ocean of Maya.
我们所有人都在 Maya 这一座无知的海洋里面，就是溺水着。
Right, we're struggling to swim as if we're drowning in the ocean.
我们挣扎着在海洋里游泳。就是希望能够不会被淹死。
And although others are around us struggling in the same way, we all have our own struggle. We're alone.
即便我们身边所有其他人也在跟着我们一起在挣扎着，但是我们却必须自己挣扎着，自己来就是拯救。
And the funny thing, when we're unhappy and depressed, we think, I'm the most unhappy. No one can be suffering like I am.
而有趣的一件事就是，当我们自己感到非常不快乐，感到抑郁的时候，却觉得自己是全世界唯一一个最不快乐最抑郁的人。
One time, a devotee was complaining to Prabhupada.
曾经有一次，就是有一位奉献者向帕帕德抱怨道。
He said, Prabhupada, I'm the most fallen.
他对帕帕说，帕帕，我是最堕落的人。
And Prabhupada shouted back at him.
然后帕帕就对他吼过去。
You're not the most anything.
你可不是什么最怎么怎么样的人。
That's the nature of our ego.
这实际上就是我们的假我的本质，对吧？
We think that our suffering, nobody's suffering like I'm suffering. I'm the most suffering.
我们的假我就觉得我是受到了最大的痛苦的这样一个人。没有谁比我受的苦最更多了。
But it's a fact that each soul is struggling alone.
但这确实是一个事实，那就是每个个体灵魂都是独自在挣扎的。
So when I used to work in the rescue, you know, San Francisco was surrounded on three sides by water.
当我原来还在就是这个救援队里面工作的时候，大家都知道我住的那个城市旧金山，然后它的三面都是环水的。
Yeah, and the ocean on one side and the bay on the other.
然后一边就是这个海洋，而另外一边的话呢，就是这个海湾。
And the water is very cold, even in summertime.
并且这边的海水的话呢，就是即便在夏天都是很凉很冷的。
If you enter that water, even in the summertime, after 20 minutes, you can become hypothermic and eventually die.
Hypothermic?
Yeah, that means that you become so cold that your body becomes so cold that you die.
哇哦，那么即便就是如果你要是在大夏天的话，跑到那个水里面去待着，你待上20分钟就很有可能会死掉，因为就是这个海水的温度太低了。
Yeah, the body is very fragile.
当然，我们的躯体都是太脆弱了。
If your body goes beyond, what is it, 30, I don't know centigrade, I think 36 or 37 or 40 centigrade, you'll die.
This is not centigrade, right?
Well, in Fahrenheit, if you have a temperature of 106 Fahrenheit, your bodily cells stop. The chemical reactions in your cells stop and you die.
Oh, 160.
106 degrees Fahrenheit.
Oh, okay. So it's like too cold or too hot.
Yeah, if you're too hot or too cold. So if your body temperature goes below 92 degrees Fahrenheit, your core temperature, then you're also your bodily cells stop.
所以说在这里故事就说到，就是这个我们的这个物质躯体哈是非常脆弱的，在过高或者是过低的温度里面，因为他说的是哪个美国的那种摄氏度，我也不知道换算成我们亚洲用的这个摄氏度是咋换算的。然后那么一旦过高或者过低，身体里面的这个细胞的机能都会停止运作。
So we used to get lots of water rescues when I worked on the ambulance because there's so much ocean water.
所以说当时就是我在救护车上工作的时候，就经常都会去救助很多这种在水里面就是受伤的这些人士。
And the ocean waves are often very big.
并且这边的这个海浪的话呢是非常大的。
So a lot of people, they come to the ocean because the inland of California is very hot. They come to the ocean to escape the heat, and then they go into the ocean, but they're not familiar with it.
而许多当地人的话呢，就是为了逃避这个避暑，因为这个加利福尼亚的内陆的话呢太热了，所以他们就去到那个海边，然后想去在海边那边就是能够凉快一些，但是他们却并不了解这个海洋。
Of course, people, when they go to enjoy a day at the beach, they lay in the sun and sometimes they drink a little bit.
当然我们都知道就是大家去享受海滩，然后躺在那沙滩上，然后晒大太阳，有些人还会喝点酒。
That's always a bad combination.
这总是一个很不好的组合。
Because when you drink, then you lose your power of discrimination.
因为当你喝了酒以后的话，你就失去了辨识的力量的这种能力。
So people go into the ocean who are not familiar with it, and they want to play in the ocean.
所以那些有可能喝了酒的人就走到海里面，然后想在海里面游玩。
And like a crocodile, the ocean grabs you and pulls you out.
然后这个时候海洋就像是一只大鳄鱼一样的，就狠狠地抓住你，然后把你往海里面拖。
And then somebody gets pulled out and they're screaming for help.
然后这个时候某个人就被这个海洋给抓了，狠狠地拖了进去，然后就会大声地呼救。
And so somebody else runs in to save them.
然后这个时候另外就有些人跑到这海里面去救这个大声呼救的人。
And then they get pulled out.
然后这些人也跟着一起被海洋给抓了进去。
And then each person is struggling to survive themselves.
而这个时候每个人都挣扎着能想要在这个海洋里就是活下来。
And so we often got called, you know, to a call where there's three or four people in the water drowning, all trying to save each other, but then they can't even save themselves.
所以说我当时工作的时候经常就会接到那个电话，就是同时三四个人一起被困陷在这个海洋里，然后因为他们都是想彼此去拯救这个就是在里面这个苦苦挣扎的这个呼救的人嘛，结果大家都救不了别人，还反而得努力的自救才行。
And oftentimes they would drown and we wouldn't be able to save them.
而且很多时候的话呢，就是他们都已经溺水了，我们也就没有办法能够救得了他们了。
Right, as rescue workers, we had wetsuits, so we could be in the water and not get cold.
因为就是由于我们是作为这种拯救人员的话呢，会穿那种就是潜水服那种，所以说在海里面待着不会觉得特别冷。
We also had big surfboards.
并且还有就是那种很大的那种冲浪板，
And even a jet ski.
甚至还有那个就是那个 jet ski 就是那种水上那种快速运行，像摩托艇，对，水上的摩托艇，
Yeah, so when a person drowns, they don't float.
所以说当一个人要是溺水的时候，大家就知道他是不会在海上漂着的。
Actually, they sink to the bottom.
实际上，溺水的人是直接沉到了海底。
They only begin to float a few days after they've died.
实际上他们是在就是死亡之后的好几天以后才会开始漂浮在海面上。
Because when the body begins to disintegrate, lots of gases are formed, and that causes the dead body to rise to the surface. But initially, when someone drowns, they sink, and you can't find them.
因为实际上就是当人体死亡以后的话呢，这个身体就躯体就开始分解了，在分解的过程当中，就会有很多的气体形成产生出来，所以说体内有大量的气体的时候，就会使得这个躯体，死亡的躯体就漂浮在这个水面上。但是最初就是当一个躯体死亡的时候，它是不会漂浮，它就直接沉到了最下面。
So it was very common, for some tourists to come, as a family, they go out, lay on the beach, and then someone goes in the ocean, they get caught, and then each family member goes in trying to rescue the other, and they all end up dying.
所以说这个在当地还是很常见的，那就是很多这种旅游者，然后他们一家人的就是到这边来玩，然后结果其中的家里面的一个成员，然后有跑到这个海里面去玩，结果却大声的呼救，于是每一个家庭成员都跑进去拯救这个家人，结果没想到一家子全部就溺死了。
So when the soul falls into the material world, somehow or other falls into the material world.
也因此，当个体灵魂不知怎的，就是堕入到这个物质世界里。
He struggles alone.
实际上，这个个体灵魂是孤独的挣扎着的。
And there's really no one who can help him.
实际上，没有谁能够真正帮得了他。
It reminds me of a prayer by Prahlad Maharaj when he was praying to Lord Nrisimhadeva.
所以这就让我想起了这个 Prahlad Maharaj 他的一个祷文，就是他在向主 Nrisimhadeva 祈祷的一个祷文。
Can I sing it?
我能不能唱给大家听一下呢？Of course.
Balasya neha shravana pitaro nishinga nartasya chagadam Udanvati majano now Taptasya tat prati vidurya Ihanjandashtash Tavad vibhotanubritam Tavad upekshatanam He says, Oh, Lord Nrisimhadeva.
他就唱到主尼辛哈德。
Oh, Supreme Person.
我至尊的主啊。
Because of the bodily conception of life,
由于我对于自己生命的这种躯体化的概念
，The embodied souls are neglected and not cared for by you.
而这个就是被困陷在躯体里的灵魂，却被忽略了。get neglected and
they are conditioned and neglected by you.
这个物质的个体灵魂受到了物质条件限制，然后并且也被你给忽略了。
And they cannot do anything to improve themselves.
他们甚至无法做任何事情来去改变这个，提升改变这个状况。
They look for remedies to overcome their suffering.
他们在寻求着解药，能够让他们从痛苦当中解脱出来。
And sometimes these remedies are temporarily beneficial.
而有些时候，他们找到的解药是 在短时间之内有效的。
But ultimately they're impermanent.
但最终的话，所有这些疗效疗法都是不长久的。
For example,
比如说
a father and mother cannot protect their child.
一个父亲和一个母亲是无法能够真正保护得到他的孩子的。
Right, many times I had calls for babies who died at home.
很多时候我原来工作的时候会接到电话，就是那些小婴儿在家里面就是死掉了。
Especially when a child is between, you know, a newborn to 1 year old, they have a chance if their brain is not fully developed, they can just suddenly die.
那么特别是那些新出生的刚刚诞生的小婴儿，然后到一岁之间的这一个时期，就是如果他们的这个大脑没有得到恰当的发展，恰当的这个生长的话，那么他们是有可能会突然间死掉的。
Sometimes they just stop breathing.
有些时候他们这些小孩就突然间就停止呼吸了。
So Prahlad is saying, even though the father and mother is there,Sometimes they can't protect their child.
所以说 Prahlad Maharaj 就在说，即便父亲和母亲都在那里，都在努力的想要保护自己的孩子，但是有些时候他们依然都是做不到的。
Yeah, so we think, oh, the mother and father are there, the child is safe.
所以我们可能会想，哦，这个父亲和母亲都在那儿，那肯定这孩子就会很安全呢。
Or a physician gives medicine to relieve the suffering of a patient.
或者是某一位医生开了药方来帮助他的病人能够从病痛中解脱出来。
But in spite of taking the medicine, they still suffer and they still die.
但是即便这些病人去吃了药，但是他们依然可能会遭受病痛的折磨，依然会死掉。
Or he gives one more example. He says a boat on the ocean cannot protect a drowning man.
比如说我再给大家一个例子，那就是海洋上的船只是没有办法保护得了一个正在溺水的人的。
Right. So by the time, you know, we got there to rescue people that were drowning, a lot of times they'd already drowned. We couldn't find them.
因为就是之前我在我工作的时候，就等到我们把船开到那个溺水的那溺水者的地点的时候去拯救他们嘛，但是都已经为时太晚了，这些人都已经死亡了。
So Prahlad Maharaj is saying that there's only one, you know, we're drowning in the material world.
所以 Prahlad Maharaj 就在说，我们所有人都在这个物质世界里溺水着。
Why are we drowning in the material world?
那么为什么我们在这个物质世界里溺水了呢？
Because somehow or other we've turned away from the Lord. We've neglected the Lord.
因为不知怎的，我们就背对着主，我们就忽略了主。
So if the cause of us being in the material world is because we've neglected the Lord, then the solution must be that we have to turn our face back to the Lord.
那么如果我们之所以导致我们深陷于这个物质世界的原因是由于我们背对向主，那么自然而然我们就知道能够让我们解脱在物质世界当中获得解脱，离开这个物质世界的解决方法，那就是再次面对向主。
So in the purport, Prabhupada, he repeats one of Lord Chaitanya's famous prayers.
那么在这个师姐的要旨中，帕帕的就再次重复了主马哈帕布的这样一个很出名的祷文。
Where Lord Chaitanya he calls out.For help to the Lord.
而这个祷文当中，主查坦尼亚马帕布就呼唤着去得到主的仁慈。
阿依南达图努杰金卡丹，阿提达曼比什梅巴万布罗，奎巴亚塔巴帕拉潘卡扎， Sita Duli Sadbisham Vijintaya. Said, O Krishna, beloved son of Nanda Maharaj.
Krishna, 您是 Nanda Maharaj 的爱子啊。
I'm your eternal servant.
我是您永恒的仆人。
But somehow or other, I've fallen into this ocean of darkness.
但是不知怎的，我就跌入到了这无知的海洋。
And I'm struggling very hard.
并且我苦苦地挣扎着。
And I find no way to save myself on my own.
但是我却找不到法子来拯救自己。
Therefore, I kindly beg you to pick me up.
那么有，所以我能够向您祈祷，请您能够把我拾捡起来。
Yeah, I'm just like a little particle of dust. Pick me up. And place me on your lotus feet.
我就像是一粒微尘一样的，请您把我拾捡起来，放在您的莲花足下吧。
Only that will save me.
只有这样，我才能得到拯救。
So, eventually, each soul has to come to this recognition.
那么最终每一个灵魂都要到达这样的一种。一种承认的状态，这样一种觉知。
Yeah, they have to admit that I don't know how I fell into this material world, but definitely I am fallen.
那么每一个个体灵魂都必须要承认这一点，我都不知道我自己是怎样，为什么会跌入到这个物质世界的，但是我承认我确实是非常堕落的。
Yeah, just like if you fall into the ocean.
这就像是你堕入到海洋一样。
Doesn't matter how strong a swimmer you are.
都无论你自己是多么了不起的一个游泳健将。
Unless you're rescued by someone who's not caught in the ocean, you can't get out.
除非你能够被一个没有被海洋给困住的人给救起来，否则的话你会就会完全困陷于这个海洋当中。
So we have to admit that I've fallen, that I am fallen, and that I need help.
因此我们必须要承认，那就是我是很堕落的，我确实是需要帮助。
That attracts the Lord.
而这个就会吸引到主的注意力。
The Lord is sitting there right next to us.
主实际上就坐在那儿，就跟我们坐在一起。
But as long as we have the mentality that I don't need help.
但是如果我们一直都比如说有这样的想法，就是觉得我不需要别人的帮助的话。
Or I'm just fine.
或者就觉得啊我还挺好的，没问题啊。
Yeah, even the impersonalists.
那么即便是那些非人格主义者。
Those who are following the impersonal path.
那些追求非人格主义道路的这些人。
They don't recognize God.
他们并不承认神的存在。
When they're asked the question, how did you fall into the material world?
而当他们去问那个问题，那就是你怎么会堕入到这个物质世界里面来呢？
They say, oh, it's just happening.
然后他们就说，它就这样发生了。
There's no one in control. Everything is just happening.
没有人是处于控制之中的，所有一切都反正在发生着。
And as soon as you wake up from the dream,
而只要一旦你能够很快从这个梦境当中苏醒过来，
then you realize you've always been the supreme.
那么你就会意识到，你就会觉悟到，你就一直都是至尊的存在。
But they can never answer the question, well, how did you forget you're the supreme if you are the supreme?
所以说他们这些非人格主义者一直都无法回答的一个问题就是，如果你本身都已经是至尊的存在的话，那当初的你怎么可能会忘掉你是至尊的存在呢？
Yeah, and as long as we are unwilling to admit that we're not supreme, that's envy, that's some envy there of God.
Sorry, Guru, could you repeat as long as what?
As long as we cannot admit that we're not supreme and that we need help, then that means we're envious of God.
We're not supreme. We don't admit we are not supreme and we need help. Then that's envious towards God.
Yes.
Okay. 所以说只要我们一直都不愿意去承认，那就是我们并不是自尊的存在，我们确确实实是需要得到别人的帮助的话，那么实际上这样的一种心态的话，就是对神的一种嫉妒。
So this may take many lifetimes of suffering to come to this point.
所以就往往都意味着是经历了很多事的身世，这种很多事的这种痛苦挣扎之后，然后才会到达这样的一种觉悟点。
So we have to come to that admission.
因此我们就必须要有到达这样的一种承认的状态。
And Krishna also says that in the Bhagavad Gita.
并且 Krishna 也在 佛教梵歌当中说到。
In chapter 7, verse 14.
第七章的第十四诗节。
He says, Daivyesha gunamayi mama maya duratyaya mama evajay prapadyante mayam etan turantite. So this material energy is difficult to overcome.
所以这个师姐就说到物质能量是很难去克服的。
Why is it difficult?
为什么这么难以去克服呢？
Because it's my energy.
因为这是我的能量。
I'm in control, not you.
我是处于控制着物质能量的这个当中的，而不是你。
Daivyesha gunamayi mama maya duratyaya mama evajay prapadyante mayam etan turantite. But those who admit it, those who surrender unto me, they can cross beyond it, otherwise not.
而那些承认这一点并且愿意向我臣服的那些人，他们就能够得以克服这个物质能量，能够轻易的跨越物质能量。
Yeah, so As long as we cannot admit, you know, to a higher power and surrender to him, then we have to continue to struggle.
所以说只要我们还不愿意去向一个更高的力量臣服，不愿意向一个更高的力量去臣服的话，那么我们就会继续受苦。
But so Prahlad he explains that how this rectification of the soul occurs.
Rectification. 因此 Prahlad Maharaj 就解释到个体灵魂的这种所受到的这种行为矫正或者是这种矫正的这种状态是怎样发生的。
I'm going to sing the verse, okay?
那我现在就开始唱这个诗节啦。
Nai samatisthavat arukamangrim sprisatyanarto bhagamonyanarta Maya sampadavajobhishekam niskinchananamnarinita yadvat. Now Prahlad says that unless we smear upon our bodies the dust of the lotus feet of a Vaishnav, who is completely freed from material contamination, we cannot become attached to the lotus feet of the Lord.
We cannot become attached to them, okay. 那么帕拉德马拉奇就唱到，除非我们能够用奉献者的莲花足上的尘土来涂抹我们的整个躯体，而这些奉献者是完全从物质污染当中解脱自由出来的，那么否则我们是没有办法能够变得开始去依附于主的。
So he says, only by becoming Krishna conscious and taking shelter of the Lord's lotus feet can we become freed of material contamination.
所以他就说到，除非我们能够真正培养出 Krishna 知觉，能够去真正的脱避于 Krishna, 脱避于 Guru 的这些仁慈的话，那么否则我们是没有办法能够从物质能量当中解脱自由出来的。
So it's not enough just to take up this, you know, a spiritual path of awakening.
所以说仅仅是开始这样一条灵性的觉醒道路是不足够的。
Right, or like the impersonal path.
或者是那种非人格的这种道路是不够的。
Because we may realize I'm spirit and I'm not this body.
因为我们可能会领悟到、觉悟到我们确实是灵性的，确实不是这具躯体。
And at the same time, we still may be harboring some enviousness towards God.
但是同时的话呢，我们可能内心当中依然都还就是抱存着这种对主的嫉妒之情，就依然还抱存着他，没有，并没有真正的去放下这些嫉妒。
And so, because we haven't taken shelter of the Lord's lotus feet, we really have no shelter. The material energy can capture us at any moment.
所以如果我们并没有去真正脱离于主的莲花足的话，那么实际上我们是没有任何的这种就是受到保护的，因为物质能量是非常强大，可以在任何一个时刻突然间钳制住我们。
Right? Because we're already captured.
对不对？我们因为本身都已经被抓住了。
If I'm supreme, how did I ever forget I was supreme?
如果我是自尊的存在的话，那我怎么可能会原来忘掉我是自尊的存在呢？
So the fact that I have forgotten my eternal nature means that I must be under the influence of a higher power.
Influence of higher power. 那么这样一个事实，那就是我曾经遗忘了自己永恒的本质、永恒的天性的这种事实的话，本身也就说明了我是处于一个更高的力量的控制之下的。
But it's only in the association of pure devotees that we can get purified of that envy to be able to admit the fact that I have been conditioned, you know, by the energy of the Lord.
Conditioned by the energy of the Lord. 所以说只有了纯粹奉献者的涟漪，我们才能够得以去净化内心的这种嫉妒之情，才能够最终得以去承认这样一个事实，那就是我这个个体灵魂被主的物质能量给影响了的，给完全给这个钳制住了。
But by the mercy of pure devotees, we can be purified of this envy, and then we can finally admit that I am not independent of God, I'm dependent.
而经由纯粹奉献者的仁慈，我们得以去净化嫉妒之情，并能够最终去承认到我并不是独立于神而存在的，而我是完完全全依赖于神的。
Then we can begin the process of surrender.
然后这个时候我们就可以开始臣服的过程了。
And this process, has been compared to eating.
这个过程就被比喻作像是吃饭一样。
We find this wonderful verse in the 11th canto of the Bhagavatam.
我们可以在博迦瓦坛的第十一篇里面看到这样一个非常美妙的一个诗节。
It's spoken by Kavi Yogendra, to Maharaj Nimi.
是 Kavi Yogendra 对 Maharaj, what's his name? Maharaj what?
Nimi.
Mini, Maharaj Mini 所说的这样一个世界。
Yeah, so the Kavi Yogendra, he says, Bhakti para ishanu bhava viraktir anyatra chaisya trika eka kala prapadya manasya yatashnata shu tushti pushti shud apayo nugasam. So, prapadya, like Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, he describes surrender to him.
Krishna 在《博迦梵歌》当中就描述了向他臣服。
Right, he says, Sarvanam mam paritaja mamekam saranam braja aham tom sarva papevyo mokshi shami masuchaha. So you have to surrender to me.
他就说你必须要向我臣服。
So another word for surrender is prapadya.
而臣服的这个词就是 prapadya.
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 So, Kavi Yogendra, he's describing that when you surrender to the Lord, three things automatically happen.
而Kavi Yogendra 在那个梵文世界里面就描述到 当你向主臣服的时候 有三件事情就自动地发生了
When you surrender to the Lord, the first thing that arises is bhakti or gratitude.
那么当你向主臣服的时候 那么第一个升起来的就是你的bhakti 也就是你的感恩之情
We appreciate our life and everything that the Lord is giving us.
我们非常去欣赏感恩主给予我们的任何的一个事物。
The next thing, or the same thing, it may happen simultaneously, the next thing is Pratishyanubhava, which means one directly begins to perceive himself and the Lord.
Directly perceive himself and the Lord.
Yeah. 然后接下来第二个会发生的事情，当然也是可能同时会发生的事情，那就是
个体灵魂可以能够直接的去感知到他自己，以及直接的感知到主本人。
And then the third thing that occurs is viraktir, or detachment.
而第三件事情发生的，那就是弃绝。
Right, so we no longer want to enjoy in the material world.
我们也就不再想要去享受这个物质世界了。
So these three things occur when we admit to the Lord, I am yours, I need your help, I surrender.
那么这三件事情就会当我们再去向主承认到我是您的，我需要您的帮助，我向您臣服的时候，那么这三件事情就会发生了。
So those three things are bhakti or devotion to the Lord.
那么这三个事情，三个事物，那么第一个就是 bhakti 对主的奉爱之情。
Discovery of your true self and your relationship with the Lord, direct experience.
而第二个就是直接的体验，去发现到你真实的自我，去发现到你与主之间的关系是什么。
And then one becomes detached from the material world.
From the material world. 然后第三个就是我们能够变得去对于这个物质世界能够真正的弃绝了。
And then he compares this to eating.
于是他就把这个过程比喻为是吃饭吃东西。As
soon as you begin to eat,
一旦当你开始吃东西的时候,
three things happen.
那么三件事情，三个事物就会开始发生。First
thing is your hunger goes away.
那么第一个就是你的饥饿会开始消失。
Right, that's compared to our attachment to the material world. We suffer when we want, right?
所以说这个饥饿感的话呢，就被比喻作是我们对于这个物质世界的依附。我们之所以会受苦，那是因为我们想要，对不对？
Yeah, but when we eat food, then our hunger goes away.
而当我们吃了东西以后，饥饿感就会消失。And
then we feel satisfaction.
这个时候我们会感到有一种饱腹的满足感。
And we get nourishment and strength.
并且我们会得到食物的滋养，就会由此很身体就会很有力量感。
So sometimes Prabhupada was asked the question, how do I know that I'm advancing in Krishna consciousness?
所以有些时候之前就有人问帕帕的，就是我怎么知道自己在Krishna知觉当中进步了呢？
And Prabhupada would quote this verse.
然后帕帕就会引用这个师节。
Right, just like eating, how do you know? Yeah. It's just like eating. As soon as you start to eat, you don't feel hungry anymore. So it means your hankering to enjoy materially is going away.
所以这就像是吃东西一样，当你开始吃的时候，是不是你的饥饿感就消失，你就会觉得很满足。那么同样的。 当你在Krishna知觉当中进步的时候, 你对于物质享乐, 对于这个世界的这种渴求的话, 那么就会减少, 最终消失。
And you experience satisfaction. This tastes good.
并且你会体验到一种满意的感觉, 这个吃起来特别好吃呢。
Right, a direct experience that I'm the eternal consciousness.
所以这会是一种直接的体验，那就是我是永恒的知觉存在。
my life is being gifted to me by God.
我的生命就像是礼物一样，是神赐给我的。
And then there's nourishment. One begins to feel strength.
然后接着就是这种滋养了，那就是一个人开始感到有力量了。
Right, so we're feeling appreciation and enthusiasm, to serve the Lord.
于是我们对于向主服务的话呢，就会生发起这种感恩之情，生发起这种热情。
Yeah, so surrender to the Lord is the real cure, and that begins when we obtain the association of pure devotees.
Real cure. 我不跟你说，那么臣服的话呢，就是真正的解药。而当我们能够开始与奉献者联谊的时候，那么臣服就开始了。
And so today's verse, the Yamanuttas are describing how the conditioned soul becomes trapped in this complicated material body and mind.
那么在今天的诗节当中，亚玛都塔就描述到个体灵魂是怎么困陷于这个复杂的物质粗糙躯体和精微躯体当中的。
And even though we surround ourselves with others, friends and family,
即便我们的身边就是有很多很多人的存在，比如说朋友啊、亲人啊等等。
We actually struggle alone.
然而实际上我们却是独自一人的在挣扎着。
And this struggle begins at birth and goes on to death.
而这种挣扎是自出生以来一直到死亡终结。
And we are always suffering the ups and downs of happiness and distress.
并且我们总是遭受着这个幸福和不幸的这个种种带来的痛苦。
So that's where we are in the story.
这就是我们目前进展到的故事的部分。
And the conclusion of today's purport is this struggle for existence will not end until we surrender to the Lord.
Will not end until we surrender. 那么今天的要旨的总结语，那就是我们对于存在的这种挣扎是不会终结的，除非我们直到能够向主开始臣服。
And that is something also that no one can do for us. We do that alone. Each soul has to decide himself or herself.
并且这件事的话呢，也并不是别人能够帮到我们去做的，而是每个个体灵魂必须自己做出的决定。
Right, the pure devotees can inspire us and show us the way, but we still have to walk the walk.
那么纯粹的奉献者可以给予我们灵感，给予我们很大的鼓舞和激励，能够引领我们往那条路走，但是依然得靠我们自己，我们自己必须做出决定来走上那条路。
One time, this man approached Prabhupada and he said, Swamiji, please bless me.
曾经有一次就有一个男人就是去跟帕帕的说话，就说 Swamiji, 请你给予我祝福吧。
Please bless me that I can quit smoking.
请你祝福我能够让我得以 Sorry.
As if Prabhupada had some magic power. He would give it and the desire would just go away.
Oh, Sargu Maharaj, my, it's pretty noisy now. Okay, now the truck is gone. 所以说这个人就在向帕帕的祈祷，就是请求，就是Swamiji, 请你祝福我，请你能够帮助我，让我放下这个吸烟的这种做法，就仿佛帕帕的有如此强大的力量能够帮助他克服得到这个吸烟的这种欲望的。
So Prabhupada, he laughed and he said, well, you can just decide to quit right now.
然后帕帕德就大哈哈大笑，就说实际上你现在就可以做出决定，你现在就可以戒烟呢。
Or I can bless you.
或者我倒是可以给你祝福。
And then you may get lung cancer and then decide to quit.
但是你but then you still can get lung cancer.
Well, you know, the blessing would come in the form of lung cancer, right?
Oh,
And then you decide to quit. A lot of people, you know, they decide to quit smoking, but not until they get lung cancer. But either way, the person has to make that choice. No one can do it for you.
Oh, got it. 那么帕帕就说，当然我倒是可以给你祝福，但是给你的这个祝福的形式的话，可能却是你会遭受到这个肺癌，以肺癌的这种形式出现。所以当等到这个肺癌出现的时候，你自然而然就会决定戒烟。那么所以说这个必然就是最终得你自己，每个人得自己做出决定。
Yeah, so no one can force us to surrender to Krishna.
没有任何一个人能够强迫我们去向 Krishna 臣服。
Only we can decide that.
只有我们自己才能够做出这样的决定。
Okay, I think we had some questions from last week, right?
Yes, yes. 我们来看一下这个问题了哈。Okay, let me check. Okay, I think there are like three questions from last week.
Okay.
好，我们来看一下上个星期剩下的三个问题。第一个是 Padmini Devi Dasi 所问的问题。Maharaj 说到就是被爱，让我看到我一直在父亲身上寻找的，所以总是不满。今天让我看到了，内心的结解开了。谢谢Guru和翻译。Okay, I'm a bit confused because the it's from the last week, and so maybe the context is couldn't really remember the context. So Padmini Devi Dasi is saying that you have mentioned about being loved, which has made me see that I've always wanted to find the feeling that the emotion that I'm being loved by my father.In my father, so I'm constantly feel dissatisfied, feel discontent. But today I have seen it, so the knot in my heart is untied. Untied. So thank you, Guru Dev.
Thank you. Nice to hear positive feedback.
谢谢 Padmini Maharaj 所说到的这个非常积极正面的这样一个反馈。
Yeah, I mean, when we discover ourselves,
当我们能得以发现自己
through presence and surrender,
通过临在，然后通过这个臣服
then we see the Lord has always been with us.
那么我们就会真正的看到主一直都是和我们在一起的
Our very life is the proof of His love.
我们本身的这个生命的存在就证明了是主对我们的爱。
And then we're healed from the illusion of separation from the Lord.
那么这个时候我们这种曾经存在的幻觉，觉得自己是跟主相分离的幻觉，就会得到疗愈。
And that's the only cure.
而这个实际上就是唯一的解药。
When we're born into the material world,
当我们诞生于这个物质世界里
No one is really present for us.
其实没有任何一个人是为我们而临在的
Everyone is suffering from the same illusion of separation.
每个人都遭受着同样的这样一个幻觉，就是觉得自己和主是相分离的，是独这种分离的这种幻觉
No one, even our parents, can't love us in the way that we really need.
没有任何一个人，甚至是我们的父母，能够以我们需要的方式来爱我们。
So as when we're young, we feel constantly hurt.
因此，当我们年轻的时候，我们持续不断地感受到被伤害，感受到痛苦。
Because we didn't get the love that we expected from our mother and our father.
因为我们曾经并没有得到自己期望能够从父亲和母亲那里所得到的爱。
And then as adults, we look for replacements.
然后等我们长大成人以后，就开始去寻求其他的一些事物和其他的一些人来替代我们想要一直追求的这些爱。
Yeah, all the girls are looking for the father they never had, and all the men are looking for the mother they never had, and then we put these unrealistic expectations on our partner, and that's called marriage.
所有的男孩都想要能够在他们的女朋友，在他们的妻子身上能够获得自己满足自己对母亲的那种期望，而所有的女孩都想在自己的男朋友，在自己的丈夫身上去满足自己对于父亲给予的爱的这种期望，然后当他们走到一起的时候，自己把这种并不符合现实的不切实际的期望都投射在自己的伴侣身上，那么我们这个就有了，就是婚姻了。
So as long as we look outside for love, we always will be dissatisfied.
所以说只要我们还在外界去寻求爱，那么我们就会一直处于这种不满意不满足的状态。
But when we turn our attention within,
但是当我们把关注力都放在内心当中的时候
，and discover I'm alive，
能够去真正发现到我是活着的
，and that life is coming from the greater life Krishna，
而我的生命是来源于一个更伟大的生命，来源于 Krishna 那里的时候
，then we feel complete， then we feel loved。
那么就在这个时候，我们才会感到完整，才会感到被爱着。
And then the struggle is over.
然后这个时候挣扎才会终结。
So, wonderful to hear that. I'm very happy for you.
所以说，我很高兴能听到您这样有这样的一种体验，我对你感到非常的高兴。Okay.
Okay.
Okay, next one. Kodani Tai Dasi 问的问题。Guru Maharaja， 我们有时候很容易受到环境的影响，并且还很生气自己休息了 Krishna 知觉这么长时间，自己为什么还这样呢？恨自己有些恨铁不成钢啊！面对这种心态，如何是好 ？So Kodani Tai Maharaja is saying that sometimes we can easily get influenced by the environment, and then I get angry at myself that I have practiced Krishna consciousness for such a long time, but still, why am I like this?So I feel like, you know, why I just cannot be a better person, be a better devotee. So how should I deal with such a mentality?
Like everything else.
就像其他一切，就像你对待其他一切一样。
Just as Krishna tells us.
就像 Krishna 对我们所说的。
Matra sparsha stukunteya sitoshna sukadugata agama pahinotna yas tamstitiksha svabharata. He says that sometimes we feel happy.
Krishna 就说到有些时候我们会感到快乐。
Right, if we are feeling confident about ourselves, we feel happy.
如果我们对自己感到是有自信的话，那么我们就会对自己感到快乐。
Oh, I'm a good person.
我是一个好人。
Then the next moment we have unhappy thoughts about ourselves.
不过在下一秒钟，我们却突然间出现了对自己感到不快乐的这种想法和念头。
And we've fallen and followed our conditioning.
然后我们就跟着自己这种受到的物质条件制约的这种状况走。
Then we have very negative thoughts about ourselves.
于是就对自己涌现出这种很负面的想法。
And all of these patterns of thoughts that we have about ourselves, both the negative and the positive, they're all just programs from our childhood.
而实际上所有这些我们关于自己的这种念头，不论是积极的还是负面的这些念头，实际上都是我们从童年时期就被影响到，就被设定了的这些相当于是程序一样的东西。
Yeah, every thought we have about ourselves is not about our real self. It's about our imagined self. It's coming from our imagined self.
所以说我们每一个关于自己的念头都并不是关于我们真实的自我，而是来源于我们这个虚假的自我的。
Every thought we have about someone else.
或者我们对其他一个人的这种念头。
It's not about that person. It's about what we imagine that person to be.
并不是关于这个人本人的，而是我们想象出来的关于这个人的这种状态。
So, whether it's a happy thought or a sad thought.
因此无论是一个快乐的念头还是一个悲伤的念头。
Krishna says they come and go like winter and summer.
Krishna 就说这些念头就像是冬天和夏天一样，来了又走，季节更迭。
They simply arise out of mental concoction.
而这些念头仅仅是由于这种心意的这种意想而出现的。
So we can't be disturbed by them. We can't take them seriously.
因此我们不应该受到他们的打扰，我们不应该就是get disturbed by them. What's another thing?
We have to tolerate them.
我们不应该受到他们的打扰，我们必须要去容忍他们。
Right. It's the same thing. Acknowledge the thought.
那么都是同样一件事，那就是去承认这个念头。
Acknowledge the associated feeling, the anger, the sadness, the fear.
那么去承认与这个念头相关联的这些情绪，愤怒啊，伤心啊，嫉妒啊，等等。
Then let it go.
然后再放下这个念头，放下这些情绪。
That's tolerating.
这个就是容忍。
Then live in the truth, live in the reality of life in the present moment. Only that's real.
然后就选择存活于真相之中，选择存活于当下这一刻生命的真相之中，因为这个才是真实的。
Then lower your expectations for yourself.
并且你还得放低对自己的期望。
Even the ego wants to be a pure devotee.
甚至假我都想要成为纯粹的奉献者。
Yeah, ego wants some attainment.
Wants some what?
Attainment.
Attainment.
And now I've attained the status of a pure devotee.
Okay, got it. 而假我也想要有成就啊，我现在已经成了伟大的、了不起的、纯粹奉献者了。
And then when we realize I'm not a pure devotee, we feel depressed again and we lose our enthusiasm.
然后等到我们意识到自己并不是纯粹的奉献者的时候，然后这个时候就会感到非常灰心丧气，就失去了自己的这种热情。
It's all mental concoction.
所以说所有这一切都是心理或者是精神上的臆想。
Realistically, we are all infants in devotional service.
Infants in devotional servants.
Yes.
那么从现实来看，我们所有人都是奉爱服务修习当中的这种像婴儿一样的状态的开始。
We're all learning to walk.
我们每个人都在学着怎么样走路。
Most of us are still crawling.
而我们当中的绝大多数都还正在爬的这种状态，就像小婴儿一样的在学着走路，但是还在爬行。
And every now and then we try and stand up.
然后时不时的我们就试着想要站起来一下。
But then we fall again.
不过又突然间然后摔倒了。
Yeah, so the baby learning to walk is not thinking, oh, I fell again.
而学着走路的这些小婴儿们并没有想着就是哎呀我怎么又摔了。
I'm just gonna lay here and beat myself up.
然后我就待在这儿，然后我就what do you mean beat myself up?
Feel guilty and have negative thoughts.
Okay, got it.
Punish myself, yes.
然后我怎么又摔倒了？我就继续待这儿吧，然后什么也不想做了，就这样吧，反正好好的惩罚自己，让自己就在痛苦的这种感受里面呈现吧。
If you fall down.
如果你摔下去的话。
There's only one thing to do.
那就只有一件事你必须得做到。
Enthusiastically get up again.
满怀热情的再次站起来。
Yeah, if you get pulled out of presence, as soon as you realize that you're out of presence, you're present again. Keep walking.
如果你要是被心意拉出了当下这一刻的知觉的话，那么当你意识到这一点的时候，实际上你又临在了。那么你所要做的就是继续下去而已，继续坚持下去。
There's no life outside of the present moment. There's no reality.
在当下这一刻的其他任何一个时刻都是没有生命的，都是没有真相的。
We've never been separated from Krishna, and we never will be.
我们从来都没有跟主、跟 Krishna 分离过，并且我们永远也不会跟主分离。
So the only thing we can do is keep walking.
所以说我们唯一能做的就是继续前行。
So feeling guilty and feeling discouraged, these things are not helpful. We just have to keep going.
所以说这种愧疚感或者是灰心丧气的这种感觉都是并没有任何助益的，而我们要做的就是继续走路，继续试着站起来。
Okay, anything else?
Yeah, next one.下一个问题 Janice Farley David Darcy 问的，请问咕噜，我很容易受到环境的影响，有时候很生气自己为什么这样。 So this Maharaj is asking that I'm easily get influenced by the environment. Sometimes I get angry at myself. Why am I like this?
Basically same answer. It's just our conditioning from this life and many lifetimes.
所以说对你的这个问题的回答跟刚才那个回答是一样的，实际上就是由于我们在这一生以及在很多世前世所受到的这种物质条件制约。
As Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita.
正如 Krishna 在薄伽梵歌当中解释的。
He says that when we contemplate the objects of the senses, we become attached.
当我们去沉思于这个感官对象的时候，我们就会变得依附于这个感官对象。
And from attachment, lust develops.
然后从这个依附，从这个执念当中就诞生出了色欲。
And when we don't get what we want, or lust is not satisfied, we get angry.
而当我们得不到自己想要的，我们的色欲得不到满足的时候，于是愤怒就诞生了。
So a lot of devotees, when they read this, they think that that just means, you know, attachment to gross attachment to sex life or something like that.
所以很多奉献者读到这个部分的时候，就会认为，哦，这个说的就是那种很粗糙的那些方面，很粗糙的色欲，比如说就是对性生活的这种依附啊等等的。
Right, I see the form of a woman.
比如说我看到一个女人的形体。
I keep looking at her.
然后我就不断的看着这个女人。
I want her.
然后我就想要得到她。
I can't have her.
但是我得不到她。
Now I'm angry.
然后我就生气了。
Of course, that's true, but it's much more subtle than that.
当然这确实是如此的，不过实际上还有比这个更精微的一面。
Attachment means our concept of who we are. Our false concept of who we are, that's our attachment.
That's our attachment. 而依附的话，依附这个词实际上意味着就是我们对于自己是谁这样的一种错误的概念。
And we view everything in relationship to our false sense of self.
Oh, sorry, Guru,
we see everything、
uh-huh.
in terms of our false self.
Oh, okay, in terms of our false self.我们实际上是基于自己虚假的自我这样一个大前提之下来看到所有一切的。
So when we get angry, it's because we're attached to particular expectations we have for ourselves or for others.
因此当我们感到愤怒的时候，实际上这是由于我们依附于关于自我或者是关于他人的这样一种错误的虚假的概念。
Right, it's all mental concoction.
这都是一种心意的这种精神心理的臆测臆想。
Or in plain words, if we don't get what we want, we get angry. Or if we get what we don't want, we get angry.
Okay, if we get what we don't want, we get angry. If we don't get what we want, we get angry.
Yes.
嗯，对。所以如果说用简单的话来说，用直白的语言来说，那就是如果我们得不到自己想要的，那我们就感到很愤怒，或者是我们得到的并不是我们想要的，那我们也会感到很愤怒。
Yeah, so these expectations we have for ourselves and for others, well, we got them, you know, we accumulated them from the time we were born, or even from past lives.
嗯哼，所以说这些所有的期望，我们对于自己的期望，或者是对于其他另一个人的期望，实际上都是我们从出生之时就开始积累出来的，或者甚至是我们从前世就已经开始积累出来的这些错误的期望。
Yeah, so when we don't get what we want,
因此当我们得不到自己想要的东西的时候，
right, we want somebody to praise us or to behave in a particular way.
比如我们想要某一个人来表扬我们，或者是想要这个人按照我们想要的方式来对待我们。
If they don't do that,
如果这个人做不到这一点，
we generate negativity within ourselves.
于是我们的内心就会产生出负面的东西。
But we think the person outside of us is the cause of that negativity. We don't see it's our own mind.
但是我们却认为是在我们自身之外的这个人，是这个人导致了我的内心当中产生的这些负面的东西，但是我们却看不到这是我们自己的心意所产生出来的负面的东西。
Then we feel like a powerless victim.
于是这个时候我们就觉得自己是一个毫无力量的虚弱的受害者。
So yoga means to take responsibility.
因此实际上 yoga 这个词的意思就是指承担起责任。
It means to see that our happiness and distress is not being caused from outside, but from inside.
这就是意味着我们能够看到内心的快乐和不幸并不是在外因为外界而诞生而出现的，而是我们的内心所引发的。
And then the outside just becomes a mirror for us to see the inside so that we can master our mind and become self-realized.
然后我们才能够看到外界外在的环境实际上就像是一面镜子一样，能够得以映照出我们的内心环境，那么由此我们才能得以成为心意的主人，才能得以做到自我觉醒。
So that's the path of Krishna consciousness in a nutshell, is to take responsibility for your own happiness.
所以说这个就是用一句很简单的话来概括 Krishna 知觉的道路，那就是我们开始能够为自己的幸福承担起责任。
So why do we get angry?
那么为什么我们会愤怒呢？
Because we're attached to our point of view.
因为我们很依附于自己的观点。
Because we're an illusion of who we are and who everyone else is. That's why we get angry.
因为我们处于这样的一种幻觉之中，在这个幻觉当中，我认为我是一个怎样的人，我认为别人是怎样的一个人。
So it's only when we reverse that process by becoming introspective that we can become free.
Become free. 那么只有当我们得以逆转这个过程，我们能够开始内省，开始往内观看，那么由此我们才能得以从这个幻觉当中解脱出来。
So if we just keep getting angry because of the same things and just reacting in the same old way that we always have, then nothing changes.
那么因此如果我们总是发这种总是出现愤怒的这种状态，总是就是以同样的方式来对外界对他人做出反应的话，那实际上只不过是一再的重复这个旧有的模式而已了。
That's karma.
而这个就是业报。
Thank you for your question.
谢谢你的问题。 Okay, I guessNow the last week has ended, and today there's a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Oh my God!
6. Today there's 6 questions. Okay. So, Maharaj, do you have time?
How are you for time?
I'm okay.
And how about you, Yoga Dharma Mataji?
Mm. 哎呀, Yoga Dharma Mataji, 你有没有时间呢? Yeah, she says she has.
Okay, so we'll go maybe 15 minutes more I can do, and then if I don't finish, I'll have to postpone them till next week again.
Okay. 那么我们就再继续再讲15分钟的课，然后完了以后剩余的问题没讲完的，我们就下周继续。Okay, first one is by Balakeli Mataji. She's saying that Maharaj, so basically we cannot 一心多用，这个咋个用英语说呢？So basically we cannot really distract ourselves like doing several things simultaneously.
Well, you can, but you can't do anything that very well, you know, you'll be distracted.
确实你是可以一心多用的，只不过的话呢，可能就是没有办法能够做得太好。
That's why if you choose to bring your attention to the present moment by looking at a flower, for example.
那么就是为什么当你做出选择来把注意力放到当下，比如说注意到当下房间里的一朵花的时候。
Right, so you engage your knowledge acquiring sense of the eye.
那么这个时候你把你这个获取知识的感官，那就是你的眼睛运用起来。
So by the mind and the eye, you look at the flower.
By the mind and the eye, right?
Yeah.
Okay. 而通过心意和通过你的眼睛的话呢，你就能够得以去看到这朵花。
Then you become conscious of the flower.
那么这个时候你就能够变得觉知到这朵花。
That pulls your attention out of the mind of thinking of the past or the future.
而这个就会把你从心意的世界拉出来，把你去想着过去或者想着未来的心意世界拉出来。
And then you notice the flower's existence.
然后你就会注意到这朵花的存在。
And in silence, you notice your own existence.
然后并且在沉默寂静之中，你也会注意到你自己的存在。
Yeah. But if you're looking at the flower and you're having so many different thoughts, you're not really looking at the flower. Then you're distracted and your attention's divided up.
Okay. 但是如果你看了这朵花，但是脑袋里面确实有各种各样不同的念头想法的时候，实际上这个时候你并没有真正的觉知到花的存在，而是你的注意力都被分散开来，分散到不同的地方去了。
Yeah, so Krishna says that those who are yogis, especially bhakti yogis, they have one-pointed attention.
One-pointed attention. 所以 Krishna 就说到，对于瑜伽师来说，特别是对于奉爱 Bhakti 的瑜伽师来说，实际上他们都拥有这种，只有一点的，专注，只有一点，这种他们的注意力就只会关注到一点上。
Yeah, he calls this vyavyasa yatmika buddhir. He says that when your attention is one pointed.
他就说到，当你的注意力是只放在一个点上的时候，
they can make advancement on this path.
那么他们就能得以在这条道路上取得进步。
But those whose attention is many branched, and then they don't go anywhere. They remain materially attached.
而但是那些注意力却是分散开来，放在很多分支上的这些事物当中的人的话，那么实际上他们依然保留着对于物质的依附，他们实际上任何进步都没有获得。
And they proved, you know, through studies that those who are multitasking, they don't do anything very well.
实际上通过现代科学的研究的话呢，都发现了那些同一时间做着很多任务的人，并没有就是很好的，就是在每个任务当中都取得很好的表现。
Yeah, and it can be very dangerous if you're walking along, right? People walk into telephone poles, or they're looking at their They're looking at their cell phone and they're walking and they trip on the sidewalk or they walk into a swimming pool or if they're driving, they get into accidents, you know.
是不是比如说这实际上都是很危险的如果一心多用的话比如说边走路的时候边看手机然后直接就摔倒了然后或者是走到了游泳池里面然后或者是那些开车的人然后在玩手机的话呢都会发生车祸。
Okay, I shouldn't go on and on because we have a lot of questions.
Okay. Okay, next one by Rajendra Das. Rajendra Pabu 问的问题当知觉提升后是否一心可以二用或者多用例如不如讲课同时也能用心感知听众的反应还能感知着讲课之外的事情我们亲眼所见这样的事情的发生。So Rajendra Das is asking that after the consciousness is elevated,Is it possible that the one mind, one consciousness can be used in two two things or multitask simultaneously, like when the consciousness is elevated, such as when you are teaching us. But in the meantime, you can also be aware of how the audience is reacting to your teaching.And also you can be aware what's happening outside of the teaching.
Well, you know, the more conscious we are, then the more we can perceive, that's true.
不过确实如此就是当我们有更多的觉知的时候我们就能够更多的去觉察到 the more conscious we are and then...
And the more we can perceive.
Oh, the more we can perceive. 那么我们如果觉知力越多的话呢，觉察力越多，那么我们感知的就能越多。
So Prabhupada, he was very present, so he would notice many things that we wouldn't even notice.
因为帕帕原来在的时候的话呢，他是非常能够临在当下那一刻的，所以他能去注意到当时环境当中的很多这些事情，而我们在场的实际上都是注意不到的。
And there was a famous philosopher in Japan. He was a famous minister, kind of like, you know, Confucius or Lao Tzu.
在日本的话呢，有这样一个非常出名的一个哲学家，然后他就有点像是这个老子一样的那种类型的人。
His picture is on the 10,000 yen bill.
What's that?
This person, his picture is on Japanese money.
Oh, 10,000 bill. Oh, okay. Yes. 然后这个人的这个照片的话呢，都被印在了日本的那个一万日元的那个纸币上。
His name is Sho Tokutaishi.
他的名字叫 Sho Tokutaishi.
Very, very good. It said that he could...10 men could be speaking to him and he could understand all of them at one time.
那么据说的话呢就是如果十个人同时朝他说话他都能够同时理解到这十个人分别在向他说着什么。
So I say that unless you're Sho Tokutaishi, you shouldn't multitask too much. Otherwise, you won't perceive very much of anything.
所以说我就说除非你本人就是这个日本的这个哲学家否则的话呢就是还是没有办法能够做到同一时间做到多任务的因为你是没有办法能够感知得到这么多事情这么多人的。
We just read a couple of verses back that Yamaraj and Lord Brahma, they're empowered by the Lord, almost, and they're as perceptive as the super soul.
所以说我们在瓦坛的前几个师节当中就提到阎罗王和主梵天的话他们都受到了超灵的这个力量这种然后所以说他们能够同时的去感知到所有生物体这个物质宇宙当中所有生物体同时在做着什么。
So really there's nothing impossible for the soul because there's nothing impossible for God.
所以说真的可以说对于灵魂来说是没有什么是不可能的因为对于神来说没有什么是不可能的。
Yeah, so it's possible.
所以这确实是有可能的。
Okay.
好的。Next one. Krishna Nama, 这位奉献者问的问题，可能是俺的脑容量比较小。如果我做一件事情的时候分不了心，要么专心做事，要么专心开小差，或者说我的 CPU 版本比较低。So this devotee is saying that probably that my brain is not very good, not very big, that the volume of my brains are not very big. So if I do something, I really cannot distract myself. Either I'm fully engaged, with full attention, or that I'm just, fully concentrating on doing something else. Or is it because that my CPU version, because you compare that people as, programs as computer, so it's my CPU is very low?
No, I would say that you're blessed, you know, with fixed intelligence.
我必须说就是你是真的受到了祝福，能够有这么不错的这种专注力。
Yeah, and we should all focus on the task at hand and not be distracted. We'll get the best result.
而我们必须要专注于当下手上在做的事情，那么就会得到最好的结果。
Especially when we're doing devotional service.
特别是当我们在做奉爱服务的时候。
Should be present for Krishna.
我们必须要为 Krishna 而临在。
Which is really love.
而这个就真的就是爱。
Right, when we're with someone we love, we give them our full attention.
当我们和一个人在一起的时候，我们确实爱那个人，那么我们就会把所有的专注力都给予这个人。
Yeah, and if we're with our friend and we don't give them our full attention, they won't feel loved, they'll feel hurt.
而如果比如说我们跟朋友在一起，然后结果我们比如说玩手机，并没有把自己的专注给予我们的朋友，那我们的朋友就会感到受到了伤害。
So giving our full attention to what we're doing or to another person is it's a manifestation of real love.
因此当我们把所有的专注力都放在我们手头上正在做的事情，或者是放在跟我们正在相处的这一个人身上，这实际上才是爱的一种展现。
Thank you, Krishna.
的问题。
From Hangzhou.
谢谢来自杭州的 Krishna Nam 的法务的问题。Okay, should we continue?
Well, how many are left? Three or four?
One, two, three.
Yeah, I better postpone until next week. I'm sorry to do that. I'll try and stop earlier. Devote more time to questions.
Okay. 好，那么剩下的问题就是扎拉基里玛达吉和 Krishna Nama 还有问的问题的话，咱们就下个星期再回答了。
So again, I wish you all a wonderful Janmashtami and Prabhupada Vyas Puja, and I look forward to being with you next week. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
祝福大家能够有一个很棒的 Janmashtami 这个节日，以及 Papa 的 Vyas Puja 节日。咱们就下周再见。所有的荣耀都归于聆听的奉献者。
All glories to the assembled Vaishnavas.
所有的荣耀都归于齐聚一堂的奉献者。
And thank you, Narayani Devi Dasi and Nugadharma Devi Dasi. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Narayana. Okay. 外昆塔直音服务源于聆听，今天的讲课到此结束。Hare Krishna, 愿大家有美好的知觉的一天。